This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
US 99. Good morning. It's Melissa and Austin. And it is Thursday. Surprise. Usually you're so excited it's getting toward the end of the week.
I am. No, I am. Every day that gets closer to the week. I'm a big weekend guy. And
I know you are.
So Thursdays are probably my second favorite day of the week. Fridays, number one. Always number one in my heart.
Yeah. Well, we're getting there.
We're close. We're close.
Yeah. What's exciting?
Well, I was going to say tonight we've got our back to school in Rosemont night.
I was going to say the same thing.
I'm so excited. We're going to be hanging out with some listeners.
For the first time. Because, yeah, we haven't had a chance to do that yet.
No, we have not. And, I'm excited.
Yeah. And they sounded excited, so I hope that they're as excited as we are.
Yeah, because people won some tickets to come hang out with us. And four-pack of tickets, so it's going to be them and like everyone we talk to and then all of their friends. And
right.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be a fun night.
It is. We're going to have dinner. We're going to have drinks.
Right.
And
if we come in tomorrow and don't say a word about it, then you'll know it wasn't.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm jacked about it.
So, yeah, it's going to be a really exciting night. But yesterday, you know, this, I don't know about you, but it struck me as just so funny that I feel like there's so many things that drive people crazy.
Yes.
And I started thinking about it, but this is drives me crazy in a good way. I know it's not always good, but whenever a certain song comes on,
yeah,
you will sing the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
is that the thing that drives you crazy?
Yeah, but in a good way,
okay.
You know?
Right.
There's a good and bad.
Is there a good way to be driven crazy?
Well, I think so, because I do laugh, you know? But
okay.
Then you said that your wife drives you crazy, and it's probably not that bad, but it does make you laugh.
Yes.
It does drive you crazy a little bit.
Yeah, she'll just be in the other room, and she'll be like, exercise! And then, Parliament, you know, like, and I'm like, what is she doing? She's using voice to text to spell words that she doesn't know how to spell.
And I think that's so funny. And I feel like, oh my gosh, so many of us are so guilty of that.
Sure.
But I know a lot of people don't do it. So when you're sitting there, you're probably like, what the heck is she doing?
Right. So we were talking about that yesterday. And then we opened it up and we said, okay, well, what are things that drive you crazy that happen? And
because I don't think it's even possible, as much as, you know, we may love your significant other, it's not possible to, like, be with somebody all the time and not have one of their little quirks.
For sure.
Drive you crazy after a while.
Without question. And so we opened it up, and we got Tracy and Berwyn called in. And she had a call so good. Like, I told my wife about it later on in the day.
Did you?
Yeah, like, I thought it was, it was so funny. It was this. Tracy and Berwyn.
What do they do that drives you crazy?
Every single time I call my sister, she doesn't answer. And then I get a text message saying, did you call? Yes, I called. You see your call log. You missed my call. It's in red. Of course I called.
Uh-huh. So that's the question. I mean, these stories crack me up. So who drives you crazy? What do they do?
Yes.
312-946-4995. Because, you know, Austin's wife. Ta-dink.
Right.
Environment.
Yeah.
It's like
Tuscaloosa. It's like, what? What are you even? Why are you trying to, like? I don't even know what kind of conversation she's having.
Don't you? You're sitting there going, "What are you even talking about right now?" Tuscaloosa.
Salmonella. What are you, babe?
So if this sounds familiar to you, share your story. 312-946.
Could be anything.
499-5.
Good time. Trying to catch a good time.
Yeah.
Good time.
Ironic.
Isn't that ironic that you literally you say the thing that I do that drives you crazy?
Yeah.
In a good way, you said, which I don't know if something can drive you crazy in a good way, is when I sing at the end of songs.
Yeah. And that was unintentional.
Yeah, no.
I didn't even
notice.
That
just happened to come up on the,
yeah,
on the log.
Core comes in and goes, and look what's coming up next. And I was like, oh, my God.
It's perfect. Really? Sometimes the stars align.
Sometimes they do. And so what are we talking about? We're talking about the things that they do that drive you crazy.
Yes.
So we're sharing our story. You can get it off your chest. And so we are taking calls. And who do we have first?
Yeah, we got Jennifer. Jennifer, what is it that they do that drives you crazy?
So my husband, he can use like a Keurig coffee, the K-cup,
yeah,
and he can never make it into the garbage can. Not like he's throwing it. He just leaves it, you know, on the counter. he can never, ever throw it away.
Really?
And that's like everything. Yes. A wrapper, a candy wrapper, leaves it on the counter. Paper towel, leaves it on the counter.
Jennifer.
I always tell him, I'm like, this is, it has a step. So you push it and it opens for you.
Oh my gosh.
It's right there.
That's hilarious. That's what my 10-year-old does.
Yeah, right. No, he is 35 years old and not make it into the garbage can ever.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
I get home and I'm picking up everything.
Oh, that is crazy.
What you need to do is you need to start taking things of his around the house and just put them in the trash can. And then
that's
when he's
a
like
great idea.
Yeah, and then where and then he's like, have you seen my hat? And you're like, oh yeah, it's in the garbage can. And you're like, why did you put it in the garbage can? Oh, because I figured, you know, that's a new place to keep things since you don't know where it is. So I figured I'd show you.
You don't know, yeah. That's a great idea. I think I'm gonna try that.
Okay, all right. Well, Jennifer, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's
Have
awesome.
A good day.
Nick in Buffalo Grove.
Hey, what do they do that drives you crazy?
My girlfriend tells every story and she says, you get it. She's a first grade teacher, so I understand she does this all the time, but every story, did you get it?
I
got it.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Is it like whenever she's telling a joke, she's basically confirming that like you got the joke or you got the point of the story?
Whether it's a joke, she's telling me how the day was, it always ends as you get it. And she knows it drives me crazy, and I don't know, maybe that's why she still does it. But
oh my gosh. I'm wondering, do you not respond to her? Do you sort of look at her with like deer in headlights?
Yeah, right.
Sometimes I don't respond, but sometimes I don't respond and I look at her so she knows that I know that it's coming if you get it.
Well, Nick, look, you know, like, you know, I guess, you know, just be grateful that, you know, you've got a significant other that you can share life with, you know. Did you get it?
Yes, and exactly. And it's like, yes. I got it.
Oh my gosh, hilarious.
Well, Nick, thanks so much for the call, man. We appreciate
it. You're the best.
Thanks. You guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
John in Chicago.
What do they do that drives you crazy?
I have an elderly aunt who is quite needy, and she calls me quite frequently, and the first things out of her mouth is, I don't mean to bother you, but... And the only thing I can think of is, if you don't mean to bother me, what are you calling me for?
Kind. Let's start your day off with some good news.
I love it. Bring it on.
So much nastiness in the world, wherever you find it. But there is a lot of good in this world, too. And that's what we try and do with this segment.
Sure, you got to look at the silver lining.
That's right.
Sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Let's start our day off positive.
For sure.
Let's not be negative. Let's have a great day today, people. And let's start with a story about Karen and Tobias Thompson, both 55. From Cincinnati, Ohio. All right, they were married in 2014.
Okay.
And already have children from previous marriages, but all seven of their kids are adults now. So their nest is empty. Or should I say, was empty.
Okay, what are they doing?
The couple has been caring for William and Wilnia who are Karen's twin nephew and niece since 2015. Okay?
Okay.
So just a couple of twins that they brought in under their house, their niece and nephew.
All right.
To take care of them.
All right.
Roughly a year later, Thompsons began fostering William and Wilnia's half-sisters, Shania and Charletha, who are also twins.
Okay.
So they adopted both 14-year-olds Wilnia and William and 9-year-olds Shania and Charletha.
Okay. So somebody had kids by two different people.
Right.
Okay. The same person.
Right. In order to keep siblings together while, quote, spreading the love.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. Karen said, we had an empty house, an empty nest, and then we ended up with the four. Imagine going from an empty house. After you already have 7 kids that have grown to be adults and moved out, then you start all over with 4.
Right, right.
The Thompsons also have 28 grandchildren.
What?
And 3 great-grandchildren.
Holy cow.
So even though they didn't have children living in their house when they got married, they still had plenty of young visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Karen said, there's never been a dull moment, but my grandkids, I can send them back home. Now that we have our own kids again and are raising them together, it's a good thing, but it's a challenge too.
Yeah, well, raising kids isn't easy.
Right.
For sure. Especially 4 of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. About a year into their marriage, the Thompsons found out that William and Wilnia's were having some trouble at home, so Karen and Tobias took them in. And then soon after, the couple heard about Shania and Charletha, who were in the foster system and were constantly being moved around. Oh, so the Thompsons let them come visit.
Sure.
Karen said they didn't want to go home, back to the other foster home.
Oh.
That's when Tobias recommended that they become foster parents so they could care for them too.
Mm-hmm.
Karen said, they're family, so we might as well keep them together. You know,
absolutely.
Since they're half-brother and sister.
Sure.
So though it's been a, quote, roller coaster, adjusting to having multiple children living in the house again, Karen also said it's been worth it. She said that at first it wasn't easy caring for all 4 children who had experienced difficulties in their previous homes and in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
But over the last 5 years in the Thompsons' home, the children have made a lot of progress.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. They just needed that stability.
Right.
And, yeah, the kindness, the routines.
How, you know, I think we a lot of times take for granted how important that is. Not just in our everyday lives, but in the development of a child.
Oh, absolutely.
Karen said, you can see the difference. They have been through a lot. This is the light at the end of the tunnel. And, of course, the adoption on September 9th was a big, big part of that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Karen said her and Tobias's biological kids are all really doing good in their lives, so adopting the 2 sets of twins was their way of spreading the love. And she said, we give them that time and attention, even though we have 2 full-time jobs. We still make time for them. And
oh,
I just...
Oh, that's so sweet. Way to step up to the plate.
Right? I love that. I love the selflessness. And, you know, a lot of times you could say, we're empty nesters. We, you know, we finally have time to ourselves again.
Totally.
But they're doing so much better. Like, the work that they're doing by bringing those kids in is going to last generations.
Oh,
you know, it's going to make an impact for years.
100%, because they're going to be in a healthy state of mind when they get married, and if they have children, those kids are going to be better off than they would be, you know, jumping around from different foster homes.
Right.
Having that loving family.
Yeah. My in-laws are the exact same way. They,
really?
They've been empty nesters for a few years now, but they keep bringing kids in and letting them live with them and helping them out. It's so cool to see because it really does make a huge impact.
It does.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Beats with Melissa and Austin.
Well, cooler weather landed right on cue for the first day of autumn yesterday. And what it did is it brought some gusting winds that made some high, high waves over on Lake Michigan.
Yeah,
they were all over the place. Some people were out in certain areas, for example, like Rogers Park, and they were watching the waves. Some people go out and take pictures because it was just, they were crashing up against certain areas of the lakefront. But, you know, as far as the Rogers Park area goes, the city spent millions to stop the erosion of the rough weather there. And so people were definitely like out there where they created all these barriers and they were like taking pictures. So it was crazy, though. They were saying that today as well, we could get 40 mile per hour gusts that could generate waves as high as 16 feet this morning.
Oh, my God. So yeah, I saw that news story on CNN. So yeah. It's like if CNN's talking about like local Chicago, like waves and stuff. Like
right.
That's when you know it's a bit, pretty big deal.
Exactly. So what do you think about this? Life over liquor or liquor over life?
Oh, I mean, well, life over liquor.
Life over liquor?
Yeah, but...
Would you give up some of your years of life to continue to drink?
Okay, how many years are we talking?
Well, the average Illinoisan says that they would give up 3 years of their life to keep drinking alcohol. 3 years!
That is a long time.
That's a long time.
But it's like when you're, it depends on when you die. Like if you're 97, you're like, I don't.
Do you love
Do I need to make it to 100?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to factor in how sore I would be later in life. how brittle my bones will be.
Totally.
And if I there may be a point where I'm like, I should have drank more, so then I could have shaved.
I would have just enjoyed life a little bit more, a little out of it.
No, so, I 3 years is a lot. I don't think.
I don't know.
Would you?
If you would have asked me like 5 years ago, I would have been like, yeah, no problem, But now I'm like, well, okay,
Sure,
let me get my head on straight for myself, not for anybody else. I'm not judgy. But anyway, one third would also give up caffeine for life if they can continue drinking alcohol.
Nope. I would shave 3 years off my life for caffeine.
I know. I actually would too.
I would shave 10 years off my life for caffeine.
Really?
Well, mainly because if I didn't have caffeine,
I couldn't get through life.
Right. I think I would die a lot sooner than the 10 years that I'd be giving up.
30% admit they ignore studies warning about the alcohol health risks. And that survey was done by alcohol.org.
Alcohol.org. How'd you land that domain? Hey, check me out. Check out my website, alcohol.org.
Don't ask.
Right.
You don't want to know.
I'm going to go to that website right when we go to commercial. The Cubs lost to the Twins last night, 5-4. Sox and Tigers was postponed. It'll be made up next Monday. We're getting down to the final week and a half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to squeeze it in on Monday since they are in Cleveland tonight. So actually have a doubleheader again today.
Okay. It's Dear Melissa and Austin, always here to try to help you with any concerns or problems that you might have in life in general. And if you need to be anonymous, we are always more than happy to do that. So get as deep as you need to with us. So if you ever need help, make sure that you email either me or Austin, Melissa or Austin at us99.com. But right now we are talking to Sarah in Elgin. And Sarah, you have a sister who recently broke up with her boyfriend, and I guess they were childhood sweethearts, and what's the situation? He now wants to talk to you, and you don't know what to do, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they were together forever. Like you said, they've been together since they were childhood sweethearts, since like middle school, high school. And she was like, I want to kind of branch out, and try different things. And, I totally get that. When you're with someone forever like that, you kind of don't know what's out there. And I think they should do that because they're super young still.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is he's like messaging me and wants to meet up and talk.
Hello.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if I should. Like, it's weird. Like, I mean, I love him. I care about him. I've known him forever, so I kind of feel like I should. But then again, that's my sister. Like, am I going against sister code if I meet up and talk to him? Should I ask her first? Like, I don't know what to do.
Well, is he younger than you?
Yeah, they're younger than me by like 3 years.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, so not out of the question for him to maybe, reach out, see if, see if there's anything there.
I think he's reaching out to her to get some questions about the sister that broke up with him.
You would think that because
you're
a woman.
If, oh, my God.
You're being naive. I'm just saying, look, if you've been with one girl for forever and she's got a sister, you guys probably look alike or you have similar traits, mannerisms. You know, and if she
I don't think so.
Austin
thinks he's hitting on
no,
you.
No, I mean it's possible. I'm just let's keep our options open here, people. Okay.
Oh my God.
We don't know. So
I mean, he's like a little brother to me. Yeah. Like, you know, like I've treated him the way almost the same way I treat my little sister.
Right. Sure. Right. No, and I get that. I get that. But now, you know, now that that bond has been broken, I think now it's like he could be like, oh, well,
no,
anyone is a possibility for him right now. And look, you said that your sister broke it off. So maybe he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to break things off. So what's the next closest thing to your sister?
Oh,
look, I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. I hope not.
But no.
I think that I definitely shouldn't talk to him. Oh, my gosh.
And so that's what I was going to say. I think you should meet with him. Let your sister know that you're meeting with him, so that way it's not completely going against sister code. Let her know and just have a talk with him, but go in knowing that that's very well where it could lead.
Oh, God. I don't know. I think he wants to talk to you about what happened. Maybe try to feel out to see if there's any chance of them getting back together and what you think about it. And see, I kind of come from the side where I feel like you could meet up with him without telling her, just to find out what he's trying to do.
Last question, I guess. If you had your sister's blessing, would you date him? I'm just asking.
Austin.
It's an important
Absolutely
question.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh, no.
We are joined now by a man who is no stranger to Chicago, a guy we will see this Saturday night at Tinley, Thomas Rhett. Dude, we cannot wait for you to get up here to Chicago for the Centerpoint Road Tour. I love that, like, you're coming, but then you're also bringing two amazing, talented artists with you, Gabby Barrett and Cole Swindell. Like, this is going to, we're going to freaking rock out at this show. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be, I think I might try to. You ever been, like, you know, at hockey games, they have, like, the noise level thing?
Yeah, the meter.
The noise meter. I want to bring, like, out a real one. Like, not one that they do at hockey games when they know the crowd sucks. And they're like, oh, my gosh, y'all just broke a record. Like, I really want to, like, I really want to bring something out that measures sound. And I would love to see. This is for all the people in Chicago coming to the show. I want to see if we can break a noise record with screaming.
Yes.
That is my goal for Chicago.
I think you're on to something.
Like those things that Guinness Book of World Records uses at, like, Seahawks games, or, you know, like Chiefs games, like, to where it's like the loudest stadium in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, you have to.
Like, I want to figure out, like, what the Jonas Brothers noise level scale is in Taylor Swift. And my goal is to. A One Direction concert. We're gonna try to beat that. That's what we're gonna try to do.
Awesome.
Look, you get a country audience out there, the first country audience in in years. You know, with us taking time off from live shows,
right?
There's no doubt that we can easily break that.
Well, y'all start hyping that up. So everybody start doing their vocal lessons.
Okay.
Make sure everybody's voice is in good shape before the show.
We will rest our voices a week.
We're gonna break a record.
Okay.
Good.
All right. That's now you have to find the machine to bring up, like the authentic noise testing machine. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to call Elon Musk and see if he can invent one real fast.
If anybody could, he could.
Have him overnight it. Yeah, for sure.
Well, Thomas, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate it, and honestly, we can't wait to see it.
Look, hey, I look so forward to it. Thank you all for your time this morning, and God bless you, and we'll see you very soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Deets with Melissa and Austin.
Well, if you travel to O'Hare or Midway, you're very familiar with customer service.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
J.D. Power, once a year, ranks all the 20 major airports across the United States as to which one is the best to the worst as far as customer service rankings go.
Okay.
And O'Hare ranks dead last.
Oh, stop. No.
Among all the major airports across the entire United States. So, yay us!
Oh, my gosh.
Yay us! So, let's see. It ranked, it got a score of 772 out of 1,000 points.
Okay.
That's really great. Midway ranked below average, a little higher than O'Hare.
Well, sure. Yeah.
It was 15 out of 20, and it got 800 out of 1,000 points. Gosh. So, I don't know. Customer service at both O'Hare and Midway, you're going to find you're treated probably a little bit better at every other airport in the U.S. other than here.
Yeah, right.
Aren't we lucky?
We're
the lucky ones.
Look, at least if you have a bad airport, at least there's another airport in town to go to. You know, like
another bad airport.
Right, like if, right. Well, yeah.
That's right.
But it's better.
I mean,
barely. They're both bad. but one's better than the other.
Yeah, and it was really no better last year. It got 20 more points than it did this year. So like it ranks bad all the time.
Imagine being in Omaha or something, and what if their airport scored really low? It's like, well, they're stuck with that one. You know, so it's like I'm trying to look at the glass half full. Okay.
Nice try.
Thanks.
Well, this is better. This is going to make you happy. Okay. Season 47 of SNL kicks off October 2nd.
I love SNL. And I know there's a lot of people who are like, oh, it's not funny anymore. It used to be funny back in the day. Everyone has that take, by the way. Literally, every generation says it was funny back in the day.
That's true.
But it's still funny, in my opinion.
I miss Will Ferrell there.
Oh, of course. I do, too. I miss having Taron Killam. I miss Chris Kattan, all the whole crew.
Yes.
But
that was a great crew.
Adam Sandler. Yeah. But
totally.
But you have to find the funny in the current cast.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of funny to be had.
Totally. And then there's always some bits are better than other bits. And that's
That's always been the case.
So
yes.
It is. It kicks off October 2nd with Owen Wilson hosting, and the musical guest is going to be Kacey Musgraves.
Yes!
That's cool. And all of October looks really good. The host for October 9th is Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, geez.
What is she going to do?
She's not going to be funny. That's the problem. It's when they have a bad host, that's when it can be really difficult.
Well, it's like, is she funny?
I can answer that. No.
I don't know about that
She does share a birthday with me, though, so shout out.
Okay. So anyway, and then the musical guest is Halsey. And
I do love some Halsey.
She is beautiful.
Oh, total babe.
October 16th is Rami Malek. He's so talented, right? He is. And then musical guest, Young Thug. And October 23rd, Jason Sudeikis.
Oh,
the best.
Yes. Now that will be a really funny episode.
Right, exactly. And then musical guest, Brandi Carlile. So they are definitely bringing some major star power, even though I'm not sure how that Kim Kardashian West one's
going
to go.
Other than the Kim Kardashian one, it's pretty good. But Halsey bounces it
always.
Up. So.
Yeah.
The Cubs lost last night to the Twins. 5-4. The Sox-Tigers game was postponed. It'll be made up next Monday since they're in Cleveland tonight. So it's going to be a lot of travel in the final week of the season for them. So every day around this time, we like to do a little segment that we like to call...
Who the heck are you?
And it's a segment to basically get to know us a little bit better, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, because, you know, we're all still... Like, even just the three of us are getting to know each other.
You're
getting to know us.
Right.
So, you know, we figured let's help... hurry that along with a fun little segment. And today we want to talk about worst date stories.
Yep. And we're just going to share them.
Right. Just because, you know, these are always fun.
Then we'll also see who's got the worst one.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. And if you can text us at 44995, let us know which worst first date story is the first, is the best.
Yeah.
Is the best worst. That's weird to say.
44995 is the text.
Who's got the worst date story ever?
Yes. So I'll go first.
Okay, you go.
Okay, so I took this girl out, super, super cute. I was really into her. She was the barista at my local coffee shop. And I built up enough courage to ask her out. We go out one night, and I take her out, and I'm, you know, trying to be like, you know, all chivalrous, because, you know, I'm really wanting a second date, obviously. And we're at dinner, and she's kind of being short with her answers, and like I'm really having to like work the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like running out of things to talk about with her.
Okay.
And so I hit her with, if you were stranded on a desert island, what three things would you bring with you?
Oh my God. You're forcing her not only to like think hard, it's like she's under like investigation here.
It's like I'm asking her interview questions.
Did she get the job?
Right.
Yeah, right. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh,
not
God.
With you.
Yeah, who are, are you cool if I call your references?
Your ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little awkward.
Needless to say, we did not get a second date.
Oh,
did you change
no.
coffee shops after that?
I did not go in near as much, I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, live and learn on that one.
It was so awkward.
Well, she didn't make it easy on you, I guess, either.
No.
All right, well, mine was I was getting my car fixed at a car place in Valpo.
Yeah.
Okay, and I went to go pick my car up when it was finished, and one of the guys working at the car place asked me out on a date.
Okay.
Wow. So I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, how about tomorrow? And I was like, okay, cool. So he's like, just show up here. We'll go after I get off work.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, okay.
It's like I'm fixing a Jaguar tomorrow. We'll hop in that. No, wait, what? No, stop.
Yeah.
Stop
That's
it.
That's exactly what happened. I didn't know it, though. So I go there. We leave. He takes me to downtown Chicago.
Oh.
We go to Macy's.
Yeah.
He buys me a sweater. And on the way home, we have dinner. And on the way home, he tells me that the car we're in is a car that's currently being fixed at the shop.
Well, was it fixed? Because that'd be scary. Right.
And it was a fancy car.
Oh,
it was like
gosh.
A full-blown like Mercedes, like,
and you drove
decked
from,
out.
You drove from Valpo up to
all
Chicago.
The way to Chicago. Parked.
Just the mile.
Driving around Chicago. I know.
What's
and
it,
on
wait.
The way home, I'm like, I'm in a stolen car. I'm in a stolen
yeah.
car. I'm in a stolen car.
So you dated Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God, I did. Oh, Jesus, I did.
Oh, so, what a gosh. Bad boy.
Yeah, right.
I know, but I mean, I was horrified.
Did you go on a second date?
No!
He could have gone to ride in another car.
Oh,
in his plan.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. So, Court, what do you got?
It was in college. I went on a date party with this girl who was a member of a sorority. So they all bring dates.
Sure.
And it was on a riverboat, which was really cool.
That is cool.
So I got dressed up, got a little suit jacket on, looked as nice as I could. And we arrive on the boat, and immediately, the second we arrive, she runs to the dance floor and starts dancing with another guy.
Oh! My God, look,
so I'm sitting
like
back there watching. I have a drink. Yeah. I'm watching. I'm like, whatever, she'll come back to me.
Are you still grooving just
I'm
in case she does come back? Yeah.
They start kissing.
What?
What?
And I'm like, okay, this drink isn't that good. I'm leaving. And so I go to walk off the dock, from the boat to the dock, and the boat is getting ready to leave, and I fall in the water.
No!
No! What?
Everybody
That's like
on the
overboard.
Everybody on the boat saw. But it was already moving, so they didn't come back for me.
Oh my
I had to
God.
Crawl out and use the dock to lift myself up in a suit.
In a suit.
It's time for
ones.
Gotta
go.
That's right.
That was cool. We literally just talked about doing that. I think we should intro this game like that every single time.
Melissa, so, and Austin.
So, One's Gotta Go is a game we like to play where, you know, you give us a couple of options via our text line, 44995. You can still text them in. We're getting some good ones in. Make them creative. Make them ones that, you know, no one else will think of, you know, and keep in mind, we've been playing this game for months now.
Right.
We've gotten all of the Cubs or Sox, you know.
Right, exactly.
Hot dogs or hamburgers.
Right, right, right. And we did get some good ones. I'm looking at them right now. I'm like, ooh.
Right. So
new.
Send those in right now, and then in a little bit, we will get Bill. He's calling in from Chicago to play
good.
Along with us.
Great, Bill. All right, go for it. Let's do it.
One's Gotta Go, drive-thrus or food delivery?
Oh. Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, no.
It's like, do you want to go into the store every time you're out and about?
Ew.
Or do you want to go out and about every time you're hungry?
I can't answer. Oh. This is the first time I can't answer it. I can't. I do both.
I was going to say, you live by both, don't you?
I literally do.
I thought I was...
Go.
I thought I was big into DoorDash and drive-thrus. But then I met you, and I've met my match. I'll say that.
Okay.
You can run with the best of them, Melissa.
I don't want to answer it, but I know I have to. So I guess I'll say, drive-thrus.
Drive-thrus got to go?
Because I don't always like cooking. And when I don't like cooking, I just want it to show up hot and ready to go at the house.
I don't pay an extra $5 for the drive-thru.
I was going to say, and that's the reason I'm saying delivery's got to go. There's no upcharge by going through the drive-thru.
But it's your time.
They should charge that. Just to get people in their doors.
It's your time.
It is my time, but it also gets me out of the house. I need that. It keeps me accountable. Going out to the drive-thru keeps me accountable.
What'd you do? Oh, I left the house today.
That's sad.
Got a burger.
I stayed in my car. All right, let's get to Bill. Oh, no! Oh, no, I lost Bill!
No way. Bill, call back.
Wait, who's this? Who we got online right now?
This is Julie. How are you?
All right. My apologies to Bill. Oh, my gosh. That isn't completely on me. But Julie, you ready to play What's Gotta Go?
Hey, from Bill to Julie. Sorry, Bill. Call tomorrow.
Julie, you ready to play What's Gotta Go?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. All right. Why not?
One's Gotta Go, yes. Big Mac or Whopper?
Ooh, speaking of fast food.
Yeah, right?
Okay, I say Big Mac.
Big Mac's gotta go. You're a Whopper girl.
Yeah, I'm a Whopper girl.
I hear it.
The last couple Big Macs I've had haven't been that great, so.
Okay. Well, hey, it's hard to go against a place that's literally called Burger King when it comes to burger.
Really? You know? So you're green?
I love the Big Mac, but yeah, no, I think I'm going Whopper too. What are you doing?
I mean. The Whopper is actually bigger, but the Big Mac, I think, tastes better. So I'm saying Whopper's got to go.
Of course. All right, what else we got?
I don't know. It's a special sauce.
That special sauce is really good.
It's so good.
One's got to go, fall or spring?
Oh, spring.
Spring's got to go?
Spring.
Yeah,
too much rain, and I love the colors of fall.
Me too.
Agreed.
No, that's true.
Fall. Agreed.
Plus, my birthday's in fall.
There it is. You know who else's birthday is in fall?
October.
Austin.
Both of these two.
Oh, yeah.
And Austin.
Wait, October what? October what, Julie?
October 25th.
Oh, we were so close.
So close to you.
The 21st. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, no.
You can send presents to Austin here at US 99.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. Happy early birthday to you, too. All right. I'm saying fall's got to go, though.
What?
Even with my birthday.
Wow,
I know.
Shocking.
I love spring.
Pro sports. You're getting rid of fall.
Yeah, but baseball and, like, things are coming to life in spring. Things are dying in the fall.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked, too.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I could choose either one. All right, let's do one more.
One more, just one more.
One more.
Yeah.
One's got to go. Melissa or Austin?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
No, I can't.
We should build stuff through now.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill.
Hang on. No. Bill already went. Bill already. And look, Bill, if you're listening, call us tomorrow. We're getting Bill on for What's Gotta Go.
You're hilarious.
All right, Julie. You got to answer.
Oh man, that's tough, man. I don't think either one should go. Come on.
I mean, I appreciate that.
You did answer.
All right, I'll have to stick with Melissa, so Austin's gotta go.
Wait, what? No!
Yay!
No!
Yay!
Go chill with Bill. Wait, what?
Finally!
Why did I make her answer?
Finally,
we could have accepted Bill.
Get out of here!
Oh my gosh!
Austin, give me one. Come on.
I should have made her answer.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't have made her answer.
You got the last couple.
Bill, call tomorrow.
Good morning. It's Melissa at Austin, US 99. We're just getting a little tequila time in here today.
That's right.
And you know what? Sometimes we get our cocktails from Drew.
That is true.
So, but
tomorrow
maybe with Drew's Brews. But you know what? Today, right before that, we're going to get to talk with Drew with Drew's Random Country News.
Do you ever feel like the universe is slapping you in your face?
Every single morning when my alarm goes off.
To get your attention?
Agreed.
Okay. At this time yesterday and at this time on Monday, what was the date that was slapping us in the face?
October 22nd.
Which is one day after what?
My birthday.
No, shut up. Say it properly.
You just set me up to say that
the
every
Ryan
time.
The Ryan Hurd album
the
release
Ryan,
party
well, that, too.
That you can only win your way into now because it is sold out.
That's right. And you've got tickets
11:30
to win.
This morning.
Okay.
11:30 this morning.
There
you go. Yes, October 22nd. I feel like that date has been slapping us in the face.
Yeah.
One thing before we do Country Random. October 22nd is the launch of Christmas Coming Early to the Hallmark Channel this year.
Wait,
cool.
But that's also Brett Eldredge's.
Uh-huh. And it's also the day
album.
That Reba has her Christmas movie on Lifetime. Who got together in Hollywood and decided that Christmas is October 22nd?
Is my birthday on Christmas Eve now?
Yes.
That is weird.
So it's their 12th annual countdown to Christmas. It's launching
what?
A week before Halloween. And the first Hallmark holiday movie of the season is You, Me, and the Christmas Trees reuniting, okay, get this, also slapping you in the face, Danica McKellar and Jason Hervey from The Wonder Years having a reunion.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's kind of cute, though.
Yeah.
I like that.
What
I loved The Wonder
you do
Years.
If I sang out of tune?
That was
a great
cute.
Show.
Winnie, she was adorable.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
So tomorrow, I'm curious about what October 22nd event is going to be happening that we learn about tomorrow.
It's going to be something holiday.
Okay, so that's just your universe slapping in your face. I had to get that out.
Yeah,
now for
no.
the Country Random, the Saturday Night Live season 47 debuts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
With a country artist as the musical guest. This is a first ever.
Yes.
Yeah. We were excited. We did know this one.
Okay. Casey Musgraves.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But not just that, because they announced the first month. We have two country stars in the first month. That's also a first ever, because week four of the debut will be Brandi Carlile.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Love
work
that.
A little country music into the
Thank
show.
Thank you.
Because I love SNL.
I
absolutely love that show.
And Owen Wilson's going to be great.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's going to be phenomenal. So, yeah. So you get a little country. And there's so many good country artists and acts. Get them onto the show.
We've had Luke Holmes.
Yes.
We've had Taylor. We've had Garth. And I'm racking my brain, and those are the top three that I remember
well,
right
I'm
now.
Well, I'm just saying there's so many more like that could be, like could very well rock out
be.
On that
yes.
stage.
Yeah, I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
So you have country music on Saturday Night Live on TV, and then if you're a fan of The Morning Show on Apple Plus, season two just debuted last Friday, Lauren Elena had a cameo in episode one, actually fake performing during their fake New Year's Eve celebration because it's a fake TV show. But
it's true.
There's Lauren Elena looking good,
That's
singing.
Awesome.
So if you
very
missed that,
cool.
you can see the replay on Apple Plus streaming anytime.
Oh, good for her. I like her. She's so sweet.
I know. Well, that's awesome.
That's your random.
Hey, thanks so much,
thanks
Drew.
Thanks for the random.
Love you, Drew.
Mwah!
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.